Chapter 7. Pauline Learns a Lesson. Pauline got £4 a week for being Alice. Sylvia wanted her to keep a lot of her money in the bank, but Pauline was not happy. "Sylvia," she said one evening, "I don't want to keep my money in the bank. That money is for you." Some of Pauline's money also had to go to the dancing school because Sylvia did not pay for Pauline to go there. And Pauline had to buy their necklaces back from Mr. Simpson. Pauline wanted Sylvia to have all the other money. "It's important to have money in the bank," said Sylvia kindly. "You'll need it one day."
"But you need it now," said Pauline.
Nana listened quietly to Pauline and Sylvia. Later, the children went to bed and Nana did some sums. She then took the sums to Sylvia.
"I'd like to talk to you about Pauline's money for Alice in Wonderland," said Nana.
Sylvia smiled.
"Pauline wants me to have too much of it."
"Pauline wants to help you with money," said Nana. "You can take £1 a week from her for the house. Then take £1 for the girls' clothes. Pauline needs a little money because she must buy their necklaces back from Mr. Simpson. That leaves some money for the dancing school and some money in the bank."
"Maybe you're right, Nana," said Sylvia. That night, Sylvia slept well for the first time in many weeks. Performances of Alice in Wonderland began, and Pauline was a wonderful Alice. She was now an important person in the theatre, and everyone was nice to her. Then Pauline began to change. She was good on the stage, but she was not very nice behind the stage. Pauline had a special room to get ready in, and Nana and Winifred, the understudy, sat there with her every day. Nana was sorry for Winifred, but Pauline was not. She started asking Winifred to do things for her.
"Is there something wrong with your arms and legs, Pauline?" Nana asked her.
"I'm giving Winifred something to do," said Pauline.
Pauline also started leaving some of her clothes on the stage after performances. Mr. French, the theatre manager, was not happy.
"Pauline, please put your clothes in your room after a performance," he said.
"No!"
Pauline shouted, and she walked quickly away to her room. She heard someone at the door, and Nana answered it. It was Mr. French.
"Pauline, you must get your clothes from the stage now, please," he said.
Pauline was very angry.
"You get them," she shouted.
Mr. French and Nana were very surprised.
"Is the understudy here?"
asked Mr. French.
Winifred came to the door.
"You'll be Alice tomorrow," Mr. French told her. "Pauline will be your understudy."
At home that night, Pauline ran to the bathroom. She lay down on the floor and she cried very hard. Nana put the other children to bed. Then she went to the bathroom.
"Come out now, Pauline," said Nana. "You learned an important lesson today. You're not special. You were Alice today, but Winifred can be Alice tomorrow. Winifred is only Alice for one performance. Then you'll be Alice again. Let's be happy for Winifred."
The next day, Pauline went to the theatre with Nana, and she sat quietly in her room. Winifred was very good in the performance, and Pauline was happy for her.